It's time now for Monmouth Roseville Girls Basketball on 1330 WRAM and online 1330WRAM.com. Today's game brought to you by Office Specialists, Vic Roy's, Diston and Doyle, John Ferguson State Farm, Tinkham's Electric, Subway, McDonald's of Monmouth, Independent Refrigeration, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union, Clark and Glasgow, Sarar's Barnstormer, Kunis Auto Group of Monmouth. Titans Basketball also brought to you by OSF Holy Family Medical Center, Houston Land Improvement, McGuire and Davies Funeral Home and Crematory, Country Financial, Tiffany Cole, Wise Family Hoover Hall Funeral Home, Save-A-Lot Food Store, DJ's Automotive, MC Sport and More, Farm King, Kellogg Printing, Robert Thompson Trucking, Alfano's Pizza, Laird's Collision Center. Monmouth Roseville Basketball also brought to you by Security Savings Bank, the Monmouth Roseville Sports Boosters, Yem Ford, Hass Embroidery, and Howe Overhead Door. Time now for Monmouth Roseville Girls Basketball on 1330 WRAM. Now let's go courtside.
We are here at Monmouth Roseville High School, commonly referred to as the Shoebox, here as the Monmouth Roseville Titan girls take the floor against the Fort Madison Bloodhounds. The Titans coming in at 14-7 overall, losers of five of their last six, and we'll talk about that as the pregame goes along here. The Fort Madison Bloodhounds at 4-8 on the season, making the trip across the river here on a Saturday evening. These pregame shows brought to you by Office Specialists, with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialists online at osi.biz. I'm Sean Temple with my broadcast partner tonight, Mr. Jeff Neal. Mr. Neal, how you doing tonight?
Oh, well, we just watched a good game there, a JV game.
The Titan JV got away with a 47-27, very impressive win for the Titan JV.
Boy, they look good. They really did.
They've looked good for most of the season, with a couple of their players playing up here for the most part. And playing very well.
Maybe they can teach the varsity how to pass.
Sure would help.
Not many turnovers by the Monmouth Roseville JV team tonight. I was really impressed the way they took care of the ball.
That has been a problem for this varsity ball club in this last five out of six games that they've dropped. A lot of that has come from just turning the ball over.
Well, I really think, you know, I sat here behind you while you did the show Thursday against San Juan. We had the momentum going in there into that last couple of minutes. I really thought that we were going to be able to pull that out against San Juan. They're a really good coach team and a really good team. And I thought that could really springboard us and start going down the winning path here as we go towards, the state playoffs.
Yeah, we're getting out of the postseason here. I know we've been saying all year long, and we've been talking to the coaches on the pregames and postgames, a lot of basketball left in the season. We'll get back on track. We're running out of games here.
We're running out of time, and they showed us a spark Thursday. I really thought they came out. They were on fire. They were, making good passes, taking good shots, except we had 9 easy, uncontested layups that we missed in the paint. And I listened to the postgame with Coach Cole, and he said the same thing. You got to be able to finish, and if you're in the wide open, there's no reason you can't kiss that baby off the board and make it go in the hoop.
The Titans dropped the game on Thursday night, 63-49, 2-1, and you're right, it was a case of just missing wide open layups and wide open little jumpers, little 3 to 5 foot jumpers, and that's been a problem here lately. The Titans, just looking at the stats, they're shooting under 40%. Not overall field goal percentage in 2-point range.
Yeah, there's been some games that we've been at when they've got really cold in the paint, and I can't emphasize enough about the passing, the turnovers, the unforced turnovers.
Yep.
It amazes me. I know that's part of the run and gun game. But you got to be able to cut those down if you're going to make it, into the playoffs and make any headway.
High expectations for this team coming into this season, and they got to start picking up the tempo and playing a little bit better basketball if they want to make that deep run like everybody around this program thought they would.
Yeah, well, and I'm with you. I had high expectations this year. We lost a good player, a senior, and then everybody else stayed. Mm-hmm. So everybody thought automatically that, this team was going to come in and gel, and they were just going to – I just – I I think they need to get their mindset to where, you know, this, for the seniors here, this is their last basketball season here in Monmouth-Roseville. And if they want to make a run at it, they're going to have to start showing up for these games.
Yeah, I think their best basketball is ahead of them, but we keep saying that. And like we said, time's running out. We're probably under 10 games now, probably way under 10 games before the postseason begins. And there's no better time to start than tonight against this Fort Madison Bloodhound Ball Club.
Well, and on the flip side of that coin is, you know, Monmouth-Roseville fans weren't the only ones that knew that Monmouth-Roseville was going to be a good team this year. And so they get their teams ready to play against Monmouth-Roseville. They come out, and a win against Monmouth-Roseville, that's a good thing.
They've already upped, we talked about it many times this year, they've already definitely beefed up their schedule this year. They've played state-ranked Annawan on Thursday. They've played a very, very good Liberty Ball Club here earlier in December. They've played Havana, another state-ranked team. They've got Allman coming up down the stretch. I mean, they have beefed up the schedule, and it showed in the 14-7, but like Coach Cole said in the pregame interview that you'll hear, it's good. You know, there's no moral victories with the expectations we've had. We've got to come out and find a way to win these games.
Yeah, well, and I'm hoping tonight that they come out like they did on Thursday night. And if they cut down on the turnovers, make those easy baskets in the paint, I think we'll walk away with a victory. And that's what I'm hoping for.
These two teams met in Iowa last year at Fort Madison High School, and the Titans got away with a 53-48 win. The Fort Madison Bloodhounds have 9 of their top 10 scorers back, 4 of their 5 starters back. Experience will definitely be, as we like to think, Monmouth-Roseville's a pretty experienced ball club. This Fort Madison team is very experienced. Granted, they're 4-8 with all that experience, but they played a pretty tough conference over there in Iowa, but they've got a lot of scoring back, and you know, hopefully the Titans can overcome a little bit of that experience.
Well, and if the JV game has anything to weigh the Fort Madison team is, I think we might be able to run them. Might be able to run them tonight.
Well, we're going to come back after a short break and get to the John Ferguson of State Farm pregame coaches interview brought to you by John Ferguson of State Farm on the square in Monmouth. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Head coach Jim Cole coming up in 30 seconds.
Now you wash the sink, you sweep the floors, you clean the windows, and I'll straighten the decor. Your workplace may not be cleaned by a princess, but you can help your staff feel like one. Office Specialist in Galesburg is your one-stop shop for all your business janitorial supplies. The online ordering and free delivery will almost feel like help from your fairy godmother. Just log on to osi.biz or call 342-7711. Office Specialist, providing solutions for your business.
I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, hey. I'm on top of the world, hey. Been on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to start.
Back here on the Office Specialist pregame show, and with me here on the John Ferguson of State Farm pregame coaches interview is head coach Jim Cole of the Monmouth-Roseville Titans. Coach, how's things going today on this cold Saturday?
Again, it's another one of those days you're like, what? Why do we live in this state? Doing all right. It's a good day.
At least we got to stay home. We didn't have to get on a bus and travel across the river. That's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, that was a pretty good trip down there. So, you know, I'm glad we're in our home floor again.
Fort Madison, what do we know about the Bloodhounds?
They're returning about everybody from last year's team. Two pretty decent guards, two big post players. I think they're sisters that are both pretty good. So they're going to really try to pound it inside against us tonight. So we're going to have to, you know, really get out on their guards and make sure that we cause problems for that.
More often than not, anytime the Monmouth-Roseville Titan girls play, it's a contrast of styles. You want to get them down the floor. You want to pressure. Looks like Fort Madison really tries to slow things down.
Yeah, I think they're going to. I mean, definitely with the size advantage they're going to have. So, you know, hopefully we'll get out in passing lanes, get them moving up and down the floor, and, you know, you'll hopefully create some easy buckets for ourselves.
Going through a little tough stretch here with the girls, as all teams do at certain points of the season. This one maybe has lasted a little longer than you'd like it to, but
for sure.
I thought the girls come out with some pretty good energy. They played a really good Annawan team, and you would have had to have sustained that for 32 minutes. But for 24, played some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we battled back and forth the whole time. You know, it got to, what, 8 there at half. In the third quarter, we come back in and, you know, got it down to 1. Then it ended up there 2 at the halftime, or excuse me, at the end of the third quarter. And then we just turned the ball over 3 times in a row. And then, you know, you can't do that against teams that are that good, especially when most of the turnovers are going to their best player and she's, you know, shooting a layup on the other end or, you know, making a nice pass to one of her teammates. But, So, I mean, it's something we talked about, something we got to correct. But, you know, I did. I thought, we talk to the girls all the time about competing. Just compete. Compete every night. Compete every minute of every game. And I thought we did that pretty well till about the middle of the fourth quarter there or so. Then, or, you know, and maybe even later than that. But, you know, it's just something that we got to do. I mean, we got to keep going. We got to play 32 minutes, and that's something we're working at.
I know there was one point in the ball game where there's balls on the floor. There's probably eight bodies on the floor. And Tony and I, my color guy for the other night, said, hey, we got us a ball game. These Titans have come to play tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we come out early. We jumped on them early. You know, we got some turnovers off for them. We ended up causing 20 turnovers. But, you know, I think we only ended up with 14 or 12 points off of those 20 turnovers. So, you know, we've got to finish those. We like to try to go one point per turnover. So if we cause 20 turnovers, obviously, you know, we want 20 points out of that. In retrospect, you know, they caused 26 turnovers and ended up with 22 points out. So they kind of turned the tides on us a little bit there. But, you know, like I said, they're 18-3 for a reason. So, you know, they're very good, very talented. But, you know, I think you know, we played right with them, and we expect to beat them. I mean, we don't expect just to play with people. We like to come out and beat them, and we just didn't end up, you know, just didn't end up getting the job done in the fourth quarter. So, you know, hopefully tonight it'll be a little bit different. You know, I think the girls are in a good mood here and ready to go.
Well, the Bloodhounds beat them 53-48 on their court across the river there last year. What did you see out of them last year that maybe you could exploit this year?
I think we're going to have to – basically, we're going to have to, you know, keep their big people out of the paint. You know, we worked yesterday and the day before on it quite a bit, just trying to push them out of the paint a little bit. You know, and we're going to try to take advantage of their guards a little bit, see if they can handle the pressure that we can put on them. And hopefully, just like I said, you know, they looking at them, they play about 5, 6, 7 girls maybe, so hopefully we can get them up and down the floor and maybe, you know, take those, the two big girls, take them completely out of the game. So, you know, that's kind of what we're looking to do, and, you know, hopefully we can get that done.
You got a week off till you play next Thursday, almost a week, 5, 6 days. You'll have a chance to rest. So is it important to play well tonight, going in a little bit of a break?
Yeah, it is. I mean, definitely, you know, what we've done over the last 6 games here, you know, we need to play well tonight. I mean, we need to get a little momentum. We need to get a little confidence back. You know, we've got to start believing in ourselves again. You know, it just comes times out there where they're doubting themselves a little bit. So, you know, we got to change that attitude. And you know, playing well tonight, getting a W tonight would, you know, I think go a long ways in that way.
All right, Coach, good luck. Go get them.
Thanks, Sean.
Head Coach Jim Cole here on the Office Specialist pregame show. We'll be back with more pregame analysis. We'll have the McDonald's starting lineup and the tip-off right here on AM 1330 WRAM.
For over 59 years, no other furniture store in the area has delivered.
Back here at Monmouth Roseville High School, once again, I'm Sean Temple with Jeff Neal, bringing you Saturday night basketball right here at the Shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. Let's talk about your McDonald's starting lineups for tonight, courtesy of your Monmouth area McDonald's. Stop by your Monmouth McDonald's and enjoy one of the best salads in town. And don't forget to try something off their dollar menu. For the Fort Madison Bloodhounds, again, coming in at 4-8, head coached by Charles Knipe, his third year with the Bloodhounds. They'll start Sarah Steffensmeyer, a 5'3" senior, averaging 2.5 points a game. Caitlin Marshall, a 5'4" senior, averaging 6.3 points a game, leading the team in assists at 2.6. Paige Leffler, a 5'6" senior, averaging 5 points a game. This was the leading scorer last year for the Bloodhounds. Mercedes Trimble, a 5'10" junior, averaging 9 points a game, leading the team in scoring. And Brittany Harris, a 5'11" junior, averaging 1.5 points a game. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, they'll start Kaylee Woodard, a sophomore, averaging 5.1 points a ball game. Daisha Taylor, a senior, averaging 8.5 points. Kelsey Wyman, a junior, averaging 2.5 points. Abby Brown, a junior as well, averaging 3.9 points a ball game and 4 rebounds. And also Destiny Smith, the senior, averaging 14.5 points and 2.5 rebounds a contest, also leading the team in assists at 2.5. Boy, looking at this Bloodhound roster, it's the first time I kind of really, really took a glance at it as far as the depth of it. Jeff, they go 6 foot, 5'10", 5'10", 5'11", 6'1", and 5'10" down their roster.
Well, and we can only hope that they're slow of foot.
That's right. Every now and then you'll get them 5 foot, 10, 5'11", 6 foot players that don't move very well. Let's hope this group is one of them. If you're a Titan fan, you're certainly hoping that, right?
I'm they're going out to oh, boy.
Your referees for tonight's ballgame, Doctors Distin and Doyle is your sponsor. in Monmouth and Alito. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Doctors Diston and Doyle. Your referees for tonight, Joe Tomich, Jim Cahill, and Lewis Johnston. They'll be making the calls tonight. Let's hope they're making good ones. We can only hope, right?
Hey, it's about time we got a little home cooking.
That's right, exactly. We got outshot from the free throw line on Thursday night, 23-5. Anawan took 23 free throws to the Monmouth Roseville Titans, 5. The game before that, we were outshot big time at Illini West. You and I did that one in Carthage. And then we were outshot as well against the A-Town Tornadoes. We just don't get to the free throw line very often. I hope that changes tonight. Daisha Taylor jumping against Paige Leffler, and the tip is won by the Fort Madison Bloodhounds. There we go. I keep wanting to say Greyhounds, but that's the Burlington.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So Fort Madison on offense first. Sarah Steffensmeyer. They finally punch it down to the big 6'1" sophomore, stolen away by Kelsey Wyman. Great pass across the lane to Kaylee Woodard, and in the Titans on the board, and just
beautiful
the way they
play.
Like to do it.
Yep.
2-0 Monmouth Roseville. That allows them to set up in that full court pressure as well. Over the timeline is Caitlin Marshall. Stolen away by the Titans. Well, Wyman gets another hand in there to Destiny Smith. She's at the free throw line. Passes to Taylor. Baseline jumper up. No good. Rebounded on the backside by Mercedes Trimble. 5'10" junior.
I sure would like to see Daisha get some confidence back in her shot.
Yeah, she is. She's had a lot of trouble around the rim. And last year, she was such a good finisher. Speaking of baseline shots, no good. That one by Mercedes Trimble, leading the team in scoring at 9. Quickly down the floor is Monmouth Roseville. Boy, they're getting up down the floor really well right now. Destiny Smith jumper from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Steffensmeyer. Across the timeline to Caitlin Marshall. They've got Caitlin Marshall at 5'4". She looks much taller than 5'4". Let me recheck that.
Yeah. Maybe it's 6'4".
They've got, let's see, Caitlin Marshall. Yeah, they've got her listed at 5'4". There's no way she's 5'4". Jumper by Marshall from the left wing is no good. Rebounded by the Bloodhounds. That's Mercedes Trimble. Her putback is no good. Tipped out of bounds by Monmouth Roseville. Boy, with this height, you've really got to get a body into the person you're guarding. Lob pass off the inbounds on the baseline. Tipped away by the Titans, but recovered by the Bloodhounds. They'll get a shot. Three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Daisha Taylor. Here comes the Titans on the run. Destiny Smith all the way down the floor. Gets it
there
to go.
There we go.
That's Titan basketball there. Get the ball out and go.
Let's see if we can get a stop here.
4-0, Monmouth Roseville. Deep down the floor is Brittany Harris. Her shot good. She just got behind the defense there. That looked more like a Pittsburgh Steelers secondary there, letting the guys get behind them. You and I being Steeler fans, I'm sure we're going to bring up the playoffs once or twice in this broadcast. Smith in the corner to Wyman. Dumps it down into Taylor on the block. She turns, fires, no good. Rebounded on the backside.
Just a little hard on that shot.
Yeah, she needs to keep shooting. She's got to shoot herself out of this slump, especially in non-conference games. This would be a great time for her to get going here. I just want to see her shoot the basketball tonight. I don't care if she misses 50 shots. We've got to get her going if we're going to do anything in the postseason.
You're right. She's really good about getting those rebounds and getting the putbacks.
Well, a strong screen set by Brittany Harris on Daisha Taylor. Driving down the lane is Steffensmeyer. They're going to get a foul called on the Monmouth Roseville Titans as she drives to the free throw line. It's going to go on Woodard.
It's good to see Kaylee in there. She doesn't have the knee brace on tonight, so that's a good sign.
That's a great sign. That's a great sign. She was missed some ball games. A starter early in the season and then went through some injury problems. Back in the lineup tonight. Jumper from the right corner is good. Ooh. Three ball by Mercedes Trimble, 5'10" junior, shooting three-pointers. That's not good. And a bad pass by the Titans. You talked about that in the pregame. It's passes that don't need to be made like that one. Too far down the court. I know the Titans want to run, but you got to pick your spots. Bad entry pass by the Bloodhounds, picked off by Woodard. Down
the
lane. Little spin, gets it back to Destiny Smith. Smith gets a screen from Brown. Right wing Wyman. Back to Smith, top of the key. She'll take a three ball and drill it. 5 points for Destiny Smith and a three-point lead, 7-4 for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Breaking the pressure is the Bloodhounds.
Traveling.
Paige Leffler, I think, is going to draw a foul. Boy, she went barreling into the lane into Abby Brown.
Well, she took a few extra steps from what I saw, but The referee didn't see it that way, evidently.
These are Illinois refs. Maybe they're used to Iowa refs. Just take off running with the ball. Daisha Taylor's going to pick up the foul. Stolen away by Wyman again. She gets in the passing lane.
Oh, no. These baseball passes.
Sloppy one-handed.
Don't.
Yeah, the one-handed baseball pass from Destiny Smith. Picked off by the Bloodhounds. Shot no good, but rebound.
She just traveled, too.
Put back by Mercedes Trimble. Yeah, she took about two or three steps to get to the rim. Going to draw the foul. It's going to go on Woodard. Poor Kaylee picked up a second foul.
These must be NBA refs, maybe.
At the free throw line is Mercedes Trimble. First free throw on the way, no good. She'll get a second. 7-4. Monmouth Roseville leading by three with 4:02 to go here in the first quarter.
Kara Hunter just checked in for Kaylee Woodard.
Second free throw on the way, good. One out of two for Trimble. 7-5 now, and checking in is Mariah Trimble. That is Mercedes must be twins in the same class.
And the same height.
And the same height. Pretty twin-like there, so yeah. I'm going to assume they're twins. Not a genius, but I'm going to assume it. Hunter, three ball from the right corner, no good, short. Rebounded by Mercedes Trimble. Clears it out to a guard, and here come the Bloodhounds. Boy, I really thought they'd want to slow things down. They're running with us tonight. Three ball, good. Mercedes Trimble with her second three-pointer. She was just 4 of 20. She's reached half of her season total so far.
Yeah, she's 2 for 2 tonight.
Driving down the lane is Abby Brown. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by the Bloodhounds. Quickly up the floor they come. And checked into the ballgame is Sarah Reitinger. She's got it in the corner. She'll dribble back out to the wing. Put her pressure put on.
There we
tipped
go.
Away by Daisha Taylor. Can't quite save
good
it.
Good hustle by Daisha there.
Before it goes out of bounds right in front of the Fort Madison bench. It'll be Bloodhound basketball. But, boy, she gets in the pass. She is so quick. She gets in the passing lane so well.
Her arms are just so long.
She's having trouble on the offensive end, but one thing she never has problems with is defense and hustle.
Well, we need to change that.
Yes. We need to get her scoring again. Right wing.
Keep her out of foul trouble tonight, too.
Reitinger. Back to the top of the key to Mercedes Trimble. They're going to have to get a hand up on her from the three-point line. Now in the lane. Shot no good by Paige Leffler. Tipped out of bounds by the Bloodhounds. It'll be Titan basketball. Trailing by one. 8-7. Destiny Smith gets the ball on the run. Boy, they really want to push the tempo tonight. She took that inbounds pass on the run in the backcourt. Backing back out the timeline is Smith to Brown on the post. She turns, faces, takes it to the rim. Good job by Abby Brown.
That was a sweet little hook shot there, wasn't it?
It was. She drove right in there. She seen the C open there for her and took it right down Main Street. Quickly over the timeline come the Bloodhounds. Couple passes and they break the Titan pressure and they're going to draw a foul on Monmouth Roseville.
Well, it's the way those big girls are playing for Fort Madison, pushing and shoving, I'm guessing that, they do have some issues with foul problems, I'm thinking, late in the game.
They're class four. There's five classes of basketball at Iowa. They are class four, so they're next to the highest. There's only 505 students. They got just a touch less than Monmouth Roseville does. Monmouth Roseville has 539. Shot missed by the Bloodhounds. They get their own rebound.
Kaylee Shelton
quickly grabs the ball in the middle lane and comes over the timeline. She's going to kick it cross court to Takara Hunter. Three on the way. Good.
Got to see that tonight. We're going to need that.
12-8. That's that second score. Somebody's got to step up and be a consistent second quarter, or a second score. Takara can do it.
There
picked off by Destiny Smith at midcourt.
Oh.
Quickly down the floor to Hunter. Saves it to Shelton, to Smith.
Now that
shot
was
good.
Pretty. That was pretty.
And that's going to result in a quick Bloodhound timeout by head coach Charles Knight. The Titans take a 14-8 lead. That was a nice break.
That was. And that's the kind of stuff that we need to see.
That's Titan basketball. What just transpired there? A little interception at midcourt and then quickly down the floor. Bang, 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 tic-tac-toe pass. That's Titan basketball.
Boy, and we haven't seen a whole lot of that lately. Those baseball passes, man, I don't know what our percentage is on when we connect and score off of those, but I got to think it's less than 20%.
Yeah, we haven't taken advantage of turnovers. We've played pretty good defensive basketball for the most part. We're still getting turnovers. We're still forcing turnovers. We just haven't made teams pay for it. And Anawan, like Coach Cole said in the pregame interview, Anawan made us pay for our turnovers.
Yeah.
That's what good teams do. Back underway here. The Bloodhounds will take it out of bounds. throws it into Caitlin Marshall, 5 foot four and three quarters. 5'4". I don't know. That must be a typo. She's going to take a shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by the Bloodhounds. Put back no good by Paige Leffler. Rebounded by Takara Hunter. Over the timeline. To Smith. Left wing. Deep three. A step behind the line. No good. In and out. Rebounded by Leffler. Oh, stolen away by Smith.
Oh, there's one of those bunnies we were talking about right there.
That and big smile from Destiny, but you know, after the 10th or 11th one that we've seen the past couple of weeks, they're going to get a reach-in foul on the sideline right in front of the Titans student section.
Kind of a frustration foul from Destiny there for missing that bunny. Oh, man.
I know she's probably, because her and Daisha are really good friends. I'm sure she's had conversations with Daisha. Daisha, we got to have those. Got to make those. And then Destiny.
Well, you know Jim Cole is telling them, you got to make those.
Yeah. I'm sure that's been a big topic of conversation. It's hurt us in ball games. It's just not making shots around the rim. Bloodhound basketball trailing by six with 1 minute to go exactly here in quarter number one. Oh, pass almost stolen away by Destiny Smith, and head coach Charles Knipe is complaining to his own team. Be careful with your passes. Both coaches yelling, be careful with your passes. Juliet Estrada in the ballgame for the Bloodhounds. Over to Mercedes Trimble, and we're going to get an illegal screen. Yes, we are. It's going to go on Paige Leffler. That's the first foul on Fort Madison. Did I miss one? I think that's the first one.
Yes.
Wow. 45 seconds to go.
We thought maybe it should have been one called against Abby on her first time that she took it in the paint. But
Smith down into Abby block. Tries to kick it back out to Smith. She saves it, but right to the Bloodhounds. They're on the run. Little crossover dribble. Shot good by Juliet Estrada. 14-10 with 27 seconds to go, first quarter. Smith to Shelton on the left wing. Hannah McVay is also in the ballgame. Got McVay and Brown here at the same time. Usually they kind of interchange with one another. I like seeing them in the game every now and then at the same time. That's a lot of hustle, a lot of rebounds.
They're
going
to need some height down there and get some rebounds. Nice move by Kaylee Shelton there.
Kaylee Shelton, now she is a legitimate no more than 5'4". So she took it into the trees there. Shot at the buzzer, no good by the Bloodhounds from the left corner. Three ball, 16-10. The Monmouth Roseville Titans will take that lead into the second 8-minute period here from the shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on AM 1330 WREM. Back here at the shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School, getting ready for second quarter action. Thank you for tuning in to 1330 WREM tonight on the Prairie Radio Sports Network for some high school girls basketball on a very, very chilly Saturday night.
No, it's only going to get colder, though, huh?
Yes, it is. I think a high, from what I've seen yesterday, I haven't checked the weather today, high of 5 degrees tomorrow, so. I got a big pot of chili
cooking right now, so
that sounds
I don't
good.
Plan on going anywhere tomorrow.
That sounds really good. Titans with the basketball here as we start second quarter action. Hunter into McVay, back out to Hunter. Over to Alexia Golden in the lineup now for the Titans. She dribbles to the free throw line. Good ball movement by the Titans. Hopefully they stay patient here. Shelton takes it in the lane and gets it to go. Kaylee Shelton. There we go. That's her second drive right into the trees there in the middle of the lane.
She tried to even get some body on that to see if she could get a little extra out of that, but
4 points for Kaylee here early on in this ball game. 18-10. Monmouth Roseville by 10. Oh, there was a travel, but Sarah Steffensmeyer gets away with it, gets into the lane. No good. Okay, rebounded by Sheldon. Here she comes. Right down the middle again. This time is short. Tries to hustle down her own rebound and hits the floor hard right here in front of our Vic Roy's furniture broadcast booth. And, boy, she is flying around tonight.
I like when she comes in. Stuff happens when she comes in.
Over the timeline is Juliet Estrada as they break the full court pressure. Stolen away by Hunter. Well, tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds right in front of the Fort Madison bench. It'll be Bloodhound basketball. Bloodhounds, I like that. I wish there were more Bloodhound teams. That's a cool mascot, the Bloodhounds.
You ever seen a Bloodhound?
No, they're not a good looking animal. I've seen the logo here on their Rooster is a good-looking animal, but it's a tough animal.
They're a tick magnet.
driving down the baseline is Tara Steffensmeyer. Kicks it out to the left wing. Three ball good by Caitlin Marshall. Her first points of the night, 18-13. Shelton with a timeline to Hunter. Hunter will get into the lane, stopped at the free throw line, back out to Shelton. In the corner is Alexia Golden, gets a screen from Abby Brown. Hunter, corner, Shelton. Dribbles to the wing, back all the way to the timeline. To Hunter, down low, shot.
High off the board.
Got a high off the board, off the front iron, back off the board, and back in. Hunter with five.
I heard, and she called that shot too.
And we're going to get a turnover to backcourt. You did hear the bank call?
She called bank.
Good. Then we're counting it. I'm putting it in the book. 2013. I think they credited Mercedes with one of those three balls as a two. So she only has one three. Because I had 11 in my book. They only had 10 at the quarter. Alexia Golden's three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Caitlin Marshall over the timeline quickly. Throws it left wing. That's Tara Steffensmeyer. Back to Marshall, back to Steffensmeyer, back to Marshall, playing catch up top. Her three ball on the way is good. Caitlin Marshall with two threes here in this quarter, 2016. Monmouth-Roseville leading Fort Madison with 5:20 to go second quarter. Hunter tries to hit a cutting Abby Brown in the middle, tipped right back to Hunter. She gets it to Shelton, and the Titans will get in, set up another offense. Hunter, crossover dribble. Back to Golden, top of the key. Hunter, left wing. Corner, Shelton. Gets a screen from McVay. Shelton, Golden, three-pointer from the right wing. Gets it to go. That was a great offensive set by the Titan. Showed good patience and finished.
And good passes. Good passes.
Good crisp passes, not those lazy high wing-to-wing passes that we sometimes see.
Gosh.
Maybe they're learning. Maybe these girls are learning. No good on the three-pointer from Caitlin Marshall, but rebounded by the Bloodhounds. In the corner is Steffensmeyer. Cut off. Good defense by the Titans, so Steffensmeyer will throw it off of Hannah McVay.
I will have to say that, I think they probably practiced covering those big gals from Anawan, and it's showing, showing tonight.
You know, we talked in the pregame. We talked off the air and on the air. You know, you beef up your schedule, so you learn from playing good teams. 14-7, you get some losses, but if you don't learn from the losses, you might as well not schedule the tough teams.
Yeah, you're right.
It seems like they're finally starting to learn from playing these really good schools with some height. That's good. Maybe you don't want to peak too early. Maybe we're going to start peaking now. Maybe we're going to start our ascent.
Well, I just like the way that they're not allowing that pass to come down in the paint.
Doing a good job on them post players. There's good rotation by the bottom line of that 2-3 zone. And Steffensmeyer hits a three-pointer. That's the fourth three-pointer for the Bloodhounds tonight. Alexia Golden will try to answer on the offensive end. No good. Tipped out by Zoe Burris. Good tip. Here comes Destiny Smith back in the ball game. Little wraparound pass to Taylor. Back to Golden. Over to Shelton. She drives. Great pass to Aisha Taylor. Just couldn't quite handle it because she had a layup there.
Their pass is almost too crisp.
Yeah, it was almost too hard from 6 feet away. And on the other end,
Daisha.
The Bloodhounds will miss a shot, but Emily Mitchell secures the rebound, and she'll be fouled by Daisha Taylor. That's her second, and that will send Emily Mitchell to the free throw line. Speaking of Emily Mitchell, we're going to have her father, Andrew Mitchell, the activities director with Fort Madison. He is a 1995, he and his wife are both 1995 graduates of Monmouth College. And Andrew spent some time here, student teaching under Chuck Grant. So we'll talk to him about his time here in Monmouth. That's at the halftime show.
Maybe he'll give us a couple of secrets, huh?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Both free throws missed by his daughter, Emily, 23-19. Titans on offense. Here comes Smith. Drives down the lane. Floater. No good. Tipped around by Daisha Taylor. Back to Kaylee Shelton. And now the Titans will get another look at it. Well, they're rebounding very well on the offensive end right now amongst these trees. Smith. Golden. Corner to Shelton. Dribbles out to the wing, back to Destiny Smith. Now they'll reset another offense as head coach Jim Cole calls out a set. Golden to Shelton. That leaves Destiny Smith wide open three in the corner. No good. Rebounded on the backside by Emily Mitchell. Caitlin Marshall with the basketball. Gets to the wing. Right wing is Mercedes Trimble, averaging 9 points a game. She had 6 quick points in that first quarter, and they've shut Mercedes down. Jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebound put back. No good. Rebound again by Emily Mitchell. And she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. Zoe Burris is going to pick up the foul. That is...
Well, they didn't box her out the first time she got the rebound. They tried boxing her out after she missed the second one, and they kind of undercut her, so they called Zoe on that.
First free throw is good from Emily Mitchell. She'll get a second. Titans have yet to shoot a free throw in this ball game. The Bloodhounds with one personal foul, one team foul on the board.
It's no wonder we're no good at free throws. We never get to go to the line in practice.
We don't get to practice in game situations. Mitchell misses the second one, but rebounded by Mercedes Trimble. And now they're 3 points away from tying this thing up. And stolen away by Zoe Burris, but that was a good play by Abby presenting that pass to come into the post. Wyman also in the ballgame now for Monmouth Roseville. Between the leg dribble, behind the back dribble, and then between the legs again by Destiny Smith. That ball on a yo-yo, Shelton.
Oh.
And I think she thought Abby was going to roll as Abby Brown set a screen for Kaylee Shelton. And then Kaylee just got a little bit too much of a hurry there and threw it away. It will be Bloodhound basketball again. Seems like the Titans have outplayed the Bloodhounds here, but only leading by 3 points. Brown, we got a timeout called by the Bloodhounds. That ball might have been loose by the time he yelled timeout, but he's going to be granted that by Joe Tomich, one of our officials tonight. 30-second timeout. That's about all you can say on that one. It looked like the ball was loose, and then Coach Knipe yells timeout, but they're going to grant him the timeout. It's going to be a Tinkham's Electric timeout. Jeff, if you're looking for an electrician contractor that you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody hates Monmouth. Why is it that
we're
sitting here going towards the end of the first half, and we have 7 fouls, and they only have one.
Granted, we have settled for some jumpers, but we've gotten ourselves in the lane as well. So, you know, maybe it shouldn't be even at 7, but we should have 3 or 4 on the board by now. And good defense on the block.
Oh, I can't believe.
And Abby Brown's going to get the ball tipped out of bounds. But boy, she hustled from the backside to cover up the post player for Port Madison.
I thought he called her for a foul on that, but he just went out of bounds. That's
inbound. A good set play.
Wow.
By the Bloodhounds, and Coach Knipe got his hands up.
Coming out of the forest, Kaylee Shelton with the ball.
And that's going to result in a run out by Destiny Smith. 9 points for Smith here. That's a 4-point swing right there. As Fort Madison off the inbounds missed a wide open shot.
I'll tell you what, when these girls come out and they put the pressure on these teams, they can really cause some havoc.
And that's just it. Coach Cole has said, when this team comes to play, when they hustle and they dive on the floor, I mean, we are really tough to handle. We just got to get that done for 32 minutes. Shot missed by the Bloodhounds, and the putback is good. That is Mariah Trimble.
Oh.
And the Titans throw it away at midcourt. Here come the Bloodhounds on the run.
Nice.
Shot blocked by Zoe Burris as Steffensmeyer tried to shoot a layup. Burris gets her own rebound, takes it all the way down, and gets her shot blocked. Quickly up the court come the Bloodhounds, taking it in, and shot is good by Paige Leffler. Boy, she ran right into Abby Brown and bounced off and then just threw the shot up. On the other end, Smith takes it to the lane, no good. Tipped around, ball loose on the floor, picked up by the Titans. 36 seconds to go. To Shelton, she drives baseline, shot no good, and will finally get to the free throw line.
I want to start clapping. I thought Destiny got fouled there when she went up for the layup. Oh, my.
It's going to go on. If it's Leffler, that's her second. It is. She has the only two fouls for the Bloodhounds right now. Shelton will go to the free throw line. She's a 50% shooter on the season, 12 of 24. The Titans only shoot 55% from the free throw line. And I thought, man, that's not good. Until I looked over at the Bloodhounds, and they shoot 51% as a team. So,
wow. Is there any way we can get them into our conference?
At least make that trip across the river once. That wouldn't be too bad, I guess. First free throw made by Kaylee Shelton. Gives the Titans a two-point lead, 26-24. She'll be rewarded with a second one and air ball wide right on that one. Wide right on that one. Boy, she looks so good on that first free throw, and then what happened there?
Somebody stuck some gum on the ball, I think.
She's going to check out. On the floor for the Titans, Takara Hunter, Abby Brown, Destiny Smith, Kelsey Wyman, and Jatu Tabu in the ballgame for the first time.
Looks like they're going to try to hold for one shot here.
20 seconds to go. Titans by two, 26-24. Pretty good ball game here at the Shoebox. 14
there,
seconds.
Nice.
Stolen away by Wyman again.
Oh,
she's
come on,
got
Cara.
Three or four steals
go
tonight. And it's thrown away by the Titans. Quickly down the floor as Wyman gets a hand in there again. 5 seconds to go.
Oh.
Top of the key. Now, and a shot thrown up by Steffensmeyer as they quickly got the ball to her wide open on the left wing. And she just had to kind of launch it up there. So there was tenths of a second by the time she touched it. 26-24, the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading the Fort Madison Bloodhounds here from the Shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School. We're going to talk with Andrew Mitchell here, the activities director at Fort Madison here during the Independent Refrigeration and Heating Halftime Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We're back here at Monmouth Roseville High School. It's our Independent Refrigeration and Heating Halftime Show brought to you by Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Their experienced technicians will give your system a full check from burners to blowers to fan belts and thermostats. If you're ready to replace an old unit, they provide a full line of train equipment, Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. Your score here at the half, the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading the Fort Madison Bloodhounds 26-24. Our halftime guest today, Andrew Mitchell, the activities director at Fort Madison High School. Monmouth College graduate, you and your wife, both Monmouth College graduates back in 1995. You student taught under Chuck Grant here at the high school, so you're pretty familiar with this Monmouth area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, the 4 years I spent here for college were some of the four best years I had in my life, and if there's any time period I could go back and relive, it would definitely be my college years. You know, Monmouth as a town, as a college, and even at the high school meant a lot to me in my growing up.
Now, did you get a chance to swing by the college? There's been some changes since I think you were here last.
Yeah, just a few. The campus is absolutely beautiful. You know, I've tried to encourage kids to come here all along. I thought it was beautiful then, and it's unbelievable what they've done to it now. And any kid that gets a chance to go there should be pretty lucky.
You were a football player for Monmouth College. You got to play on the same team as Nate Johnson a few years in between.
Yeah, a few years in between. It's 3 years in between Nate and I. But love the time I had playing at Monmouth under Kelly Kane and Coach Oley and all those, you know, even Coach Haynes was not AD then. He was defensive backs coach, so that was great times.
Roger Haynes was one of my high school basketball coaches. I went to Yorkwood High School, local Yorkwood High School back in the day, and he was one of my basketball coaches back in the day. I think he's coached everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Well, it would have been nice to play on that nice turf field they have.
Yeah,
now,
I bet, you know, we had a pretty nice field back then, but nothing like they had now. We still had the old press box that was up on stilts, you know, and I still had the locker rooms in the first floor at Graham Hall and had to practice on the baseball field. But, you know, it's wonderful what they have done now. I think it's helped attract students, not only with the athletic facilities they've upgraded, but all the facilities that they've upgraded to Monmouth College. It really turned that college into something.
And you're also familiar with Monmouth Roseville High School. Back then, it was just Monmouth High School.
Sure. I student taught for Chuck Grant back in the spring of 1995. And, in that hallway, we had, Coach Reedy, Coach Kuznarek, Coach Wargo was around at that time, Coach Dobry and Coach Grant. It was a needless to say, there was never a lack of entertainment, but I learned a lot. You know, I taught for 10 years thanks to what I learned under those guys, and I'll never forget that time of my life.
You probably got some stories about Coach Grant maybe that we shouldn't probably air.
We'll leave him right here. No, Chuck was absolutely outstanding. I learned so much, owe him so much, and he probably doesn't realize that, for my years in education. He meant a lot to me when I was here.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job of still coaching this Monmouth Roseville boys' basketball team to, you know, 21 seasons after 21.
Yeah, 20, and I followed him all along when he took over for Kuznarek, and it's just been a treat to watch what Chuck has done with this program.
Well, let's talk about your time at Fort Madison. How you like Fort Madison High School?
Beautiful. I was a principal at Alwood High School, north of Galesburg, for a couple of years. Before then, I was at Port Byron Riverdale, where I was athletic director. And after my 2 years of being a principal, I realized the athletic director was more of my call. And hats off to the principals, but it's not something I could continue to do. So the job at Fort Madison came open, and you know, my family and I decided to take a chance at it, and it is one of the best moves we've ever made. You know, Fort Madison has just been a wonderful town. And when I got there, I started thinking about how can we improve our schedule, and Monmouth Roseville only made sense. It's an hour drive, if that, now that the four lanes open around Biggsville, and we were able to get girls down last year, and we're coming up here this year, and it's just a great fit playing each other. You know, good non-conference game for us.
It's been two pretty good, pretty solid ball games too. Last year, 53-48 in Fort Madison, and this one looked like it's heading for a barn burner finish too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we knew that putting Monmouth on this schedule was not going to be a cakewalk game. We wanted a couple non-conference games that really pushed us, and this was one that that really we knew the school. We were about very similar in size, you know, maybe 100 kids a difference, and we knew this one would push us. And if we got the loss and got better, so be it. That's what happened last year, and hopefully come out with a win. But the big thing is just to get better for our conference.
And now, you were the interim football coach last year, and we talked a little bit off the air. You're going to be the coach this year.
Sure. Yeah. We had our coach resigned in November of 2014, and we interviewed lots of people. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have a teaching opening, and it came May, and our kids were chomping at the bit, who's going to be the coach? And I had 6 years head coaching experience at Riverdale, and so it was just kind of a natural fit. And our record wasn't anything to brag about, but the big thing I've always pushed those kids, we want to compete every game.
Sure.
And if we're competitive, I'm going to be happy. And we were pretty competitive most of the time, and surprised a few people in what we were able to do. And we got the same situation. We don't have a teaching opening again, which is nice. There's not a lot of turnover right now, so we decided that at least for one more year, I'll go ahead and give it another shot and see if we can continue things on, and then if need be, pass the reins on to somebody else.
Do you impart any Kelly Kane-isms on them?
Yeah, a few, probably more of Mike Olson-isms on them.
There you go.
Kelly, just the discipline and the team aspect that Kelly taught us while we were at playing for Monmouth College, those things you try to carry. It was very similar to what I had at Geneseo. Kelly's one of those old school coaches, and we do a lot of old school stuff there.
Tell us about your family.
My wife Diane's a graduate of Monmouth College. She's actually student taught at Old Yorkwood.
My old stomping grounds. Yeah.
She's an art teacher, student taught there in the elementary and middle schools, and been married now for 17 years, and I have four kids. Emily, my oldest, is here as a junior, and I've got a freshman, a second grader, and a six-month-old.
Wow, you got spaced out there.
We're not going to get into that one.
Well, Emily's a fine ball player. I watched her play the JV game earlier, and had a nice game here as well.
Yeah, she's a good kid, and more importantly, she. Above and beyond a basketball player, she plays sports because it's a good thing to do, but it's not her passion. She understands that her education is going to take her farther. Hopefully all of our student athletes understand that.
Yeah, I wish more kids would understand
No doubt about it.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Nice meeting you. And we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it very much.
Andrew Mitchell, activities director at Fort Madison High School, 1995 Monmouth College graduate, and also Monmouth Roseville student teacher, or Monmouth High School back in the day. An old zipper from 1995 under head coach Chuck Grant. 30 seconds left in the half here as Jeff Neal, my color guy for tonight, gets all buckled up here. We get ready for the second half. We'll quickly go over the scoring for the Fort Madison Bloodhounds. They were led by Caitlin Marshall with 6. Also, Mercedes Trimble with 6. 5 points for Sarah Steffensmeyer. 2 points apiece for Paige Leffler, Brittany Harris, Juliet Estrada, and also Mariah Trimble, and 1 point for Emily Mitchell for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. They were led in scoring by Destiny Smith with 9, 5 points apiece from Takara Hunter, Kaylee Shelton, 3 points for Alexia Golden, 2 points apiece for Kaylee Woodard and Abby Brown. We are underway here in the second half. So we got a great finish coming up here, I think, Jeff.
Oh, gosh. I was kind of hoping for a complete blowout tonight.
It'd be nice to have a relaxing Saturday night, but that's certainly not the way we're headed. The Bloodhounds missed their first opportunity of the second half here, but they tip it out of bounds on the rebound, so the Titans will get their first look of the second half. Starting five in for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Kaylee Woodard got a pass from,
nice move
from Wyman on the block. And boy, that was a strong move by Kaylee.
I guess we're not afraid to take it down there amongst the trees, are we?
No, but I wish we could draw a couple fouls every now and then. In the lane, no good, as Sarah Steffensmeyer's shot got tipped. Destiny Smith to Woodard.
Nice. Good. Good pass. Good finish by Kaylee.
We've seen it time and time again. This Monmouth Roseville Titan, even in the games they've lost, they've played some really solid third quarters
out
of the halftime.
Yes, they have. I was going to just say that, yeah. They're fun to watch when they come out of halftime. I don't know what Jim Cole tells them down there, but
I'm guessing something that we'll just leave in the locker room.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, maybe he needs to take a timeout and take him down there after the third quarter's over.
I've told him. I've said the same thing. I don't know what you're telling him down there, but if it's kicking him in the shin or something, kick him in the shin before the game starts or something.
I don't know if he's got a shocking machine down there.
Or... We don't want to start no rumors about Coach Cole, do
no,
we?
Oh, no. He's a good guy. I know Coach Cole for a long time. I coached his son.
First free throw good by Caitlin Marshall. She'll get a second. It's short. But the Bloodhounds get the rebound and up and in by Mercedes Trimble. The Titans did such a good job of rebounding in the first half. Let's hope it continues here in the second. 30-27. The last foul was on Kelsey Wyman. That's her second. Woodard with it in the right corner. Back to Wyman. She'll take a three from the left wing and bury it. Kelsey's had a nice ball game tonight on both ends of the floor. She's got her hand on a lot of basketballs there in that first quarter.
She doesn't always take that open three-pointer, but I don't know why, because she's an awful good shot.
Yeah, she's shooting 38% from three-point range. She just hasn't taken very many.
And it's going to go on Abby, I believe.
On the offensive end, that is Mariah Trimble trying to take it up to the basket hard, and she'll draw a foul and get to the free throw line for a pair of charity throws.
Abby's trying to tell him, well, I got 90% ball.
The official says it's that other 10% that we have to call. First free throw good by Trimble. 33-28. The Titans here in the second half. Both free throws good by Trimble. And it's 33-29. Quickly down the floor. Woodard, baseline jumper, no good.
I wish she would have used the board on that one.
Over the timeline and almost stolen away by Daisha Taylor. Steffensmeyer is Taylor all over Steffensmeyer. Now with the basketball is Caitlin Marshall. On the right wing, a lot of dribbling right now by the Bloodhounds. She drives baseline, tries to throw a one-hand pass across the lane, tipped away by the Titans, regathered by the Bloodhounds. And Mercedes Trimble will go to the free throw line as she draws a foul. I think it's on Woodard. It's going to be her third.
Well, Destiny kind of came up with a shock on her face. There was a loose ball underneath there. And Mercedes gave her the old forearm smash.
I think I'll take that basketball. First free throw is good for Trimble. Boy, we are, 1 minute and one, or 2 minutes and 1 second into this third quarter, and this is the sixth free throw by Port Madison. 2 minutes into the second half. Makes them both. 5 out of 6 for the Bloodhounds. They were 2 of 4 in the first half.
Monmouth just too fast. They get down the floor too fast. It doesn't give the referees time to get down there, I guess.
Beating the stripes down the floor. Driving baseline is Destiny Smith. Floater no good. Tipped around. Out of bounds on the Bloodhounds. Titan basketball under their own hoop. And they are, for some reason, they are very good right here. They've got a lot of scores. A lot of points off the inbounds under their own hoop.
I know Destiny was frustrated that didn't fall, but
she's going to miss
it. She got to keep taking it in there, because more time than not, she's going to put that in.
Misses a three-pointer off the inbounds under their own hoop. Tipped out of bounds by the Titans. So the Bloodhounds, and it feels like to me that Monmouth Roseville has outplayed Fort Madison, but they've got a chance to tie here. And out.
I love that collapsing defense. When the big guy gets it down in the paint, there's usually two or three people on her.
Here she comes down the lane, Mercedes, cut off nicely by the Titans. And we got eyes all over Mercedes, wherever she's at. I can see defenders just looking, kind of see where she's at, if she's flashing or not. Steffensmeyer with the top of the key. Now into Mercedes Trimble in the left corner. Let's keep her out there in that corner. Now a good entry pass. Down low, missed by the Bloodhounds, and the putback by Brittany Harris. She's going to go to the free throw line to complete a conventional three-point play. We're going to see who the foul's on, and official not quite certain who he's going to call it on. It's going to go on Abby Brown, her second. So this is for the lead as we're tied up at 33, and they do. That is Brittany Harris. Three-point play gives the Bloodhounds the lead, 34-33, and we've played really well here in the second half.
We need a bucket, though.
Wyman, wide open look there from the left wing. They're backing off, letting her have it. I put that thing up there.
Oh, no.
And Smith tries to dump it across the line and throws it away. Here comes Caitlin Marshall. Layup good. And it is a 36-33 lead for the Bloodhounds.
Come on, girls. We need a bucket here. Don't let them get away.
Smith to Woodard on the right wing. Smith rolls to the corner. They'll go cross wing to Wyman. She'll take a jumper from the free throw line. No good back iron. Tipped around. Destiny Smith picks it up. Gets it tipped away from her to Taylor now on the right wing. Back to Smith. Top
of the key.
Starting
to get scrappy down there.
It is. Both teams are really getting after it. Wyman on the right wing. Gets a screen from Brown. She'll take it baseline. Pass to Taylor. Good wraparound pass by Wyman to Taylor. She gets one to go in the lane.
That's her first 2 points of the game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Titans down one, 36-35.
We get a stop here.
We go a little deeper on the bench. I'm hoping this pressure, like it sometimes does, will start getting to the opponent here.
Oh, man, they're really going at it down there, Abby and Mercedes.
They are really getting after it. Driving is Mercedes right into Abby Brown. Charge. Call on Mercedes Trimble.
That's what happened. She didn't get the charge call earlier because she didn't hit the floor.
That's just it. And usually you probably heard it over the microphone, folks. It's on our end of the floor here. She hit the ground hard and pops right back up like a spring. Driving is Woodard down the baseline. Pull up
nice
jumper.
Move.
Good. Boy, Kaylee's had a nice game as well tonight. 8 points.
I like to see her getting back involved, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need that.
Over the timeline is Caitlin Marshall. They try to lob it down into Mariah Trimble. Her shot up and good. Little reverse layup. And, boy, she had an arm bar on our post defense down there that on the lob pass over the top.
She put the hook on her.
Wyman drives baseline back to Taylor. She'll take a shot. Boy, she is plowed after the shot. Shot is no good. Picked up by the Bloodhounds. And the box out on Taylor put Taylor on the deck.
Yeah, they didn't see it.
You got to protect the shooters. I know coaches are saying that all the time on the sidelines. Protect my shooters. Left corner, Brittany Harris. They swing it all the way around the arc to the right wing. Now back to the top of the key to Marshall. Back to Steffensmeyer, to Marshall, playing catch up top. Now they clear out for Marshall. She tries to drive down the baseline, cut off, spin move, defended well by Woodard.
Oh,
travel call on the Fort Madison Bloodhounds.
Boy, there's a lot of banging going down in the paint.
Again, folks, if you're just joining us, the Bloodhounds go 5'10", 5'10", 5'11", 6'1", 5'10", and 5'11".
I got to give it to Abby Brown. She is really banging down there. She's trying to get them from getting a position on her. She's doing a pretty good job so far.
Nobody's going to outwork her.
But she's going to be tired at the end of the night.
Smith, 200, no good. Brown with the putback, no good. And rebounded by the Bloodhounds. Titans had a couple looks out there. Defended well. They weren't wide open like we've seen them miss in the last couple of weeks. But Smith guarding Steffensmeyer. Back to Steffensmeyer on the baseline.
Oh,
baseline jumper by Trimble, no good. Tipped around. Brown gets it taken away from her. Back up top to Paige Loeffler. Down on the block, turnaround shot, no good by Mariah Trimble, rebounded by Wyman.
Okay, let's run.
Minute 17 to go here, 38-37.
Abby
Brown will draw a foul. Finally, we get another foul.
I thought they were going to call a jump ball on that.
It wouldn't have surprised me tonight. Mariah Trimble picks up her first personal foul. That is the second foul of the second half on the Fort Madison Bloodhounds, and only the fourth foul total in the ball game. It'll be tight basketball.
I can tell you, they're not playing that clean.
No, especially here this third quarter. It's been pretty physical. Hunter trying to inbound it and does to Brown. Oh, nearly a five-second call. And now a pass from Brown to Smith under the basket, trapped. gets it, kicks it back out to the corner to Taylor. Now Hunter on the wing, back to Smith, left corner. She'll take a step back three, no good short, rebounded by Wyman. We'll have a tie-up. And we'll see whose basketball it is. I think it's going to stay with Monmouth Roseville. McVay will check in for Daisha Taylor, and also Kaylee Shelton will come in for Destiny Smith. Give her a break here. Good sub. 56 seconds left in this third quarter. Give her that 56-second break and the quarter timeout. McVay off the inbounds, no good. Gets her own rebound and put back good. Hannah McVay stays with it. 39-38, the Titans have regained the lead with 45 seconds to go. Into the ball game for the Bloodhounds is Juliet Estrada. She's got the ball to wing now in the corner. Three ball on the way, no good by Mercedes Trimble. Loose on the floor. Shelton down there with two black-shirted Bloodhounds. We get another tie-up, and that'll be for Madison basketball. So barring any other tie-up, the Titans will get the basketball to start the fourth.
I wouldn't put any bets on that.
No, yeah, 30 seconds. We might have three tie-ups the way this thing's going right now.
The first half went by so fast. I don't know. It's
in the lane, no good by Paige Leffler. Hits back iron. Had an open look right in the middle of the lane. Rebounded by the Titans. Here comes Brown to Shelton. They swing it to Hunter. She'll get a look from the left wing. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebounded by Caitlin Marshall with 10 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor come the Bloodhounds.
Shelton, nice job.
Almost gets a steal. From Rhett Reitinger, that's going to be Bloodhound basketball. Kaylee making things happen defensively here. 6 seconds to go. Bloodhound basketball on the side. Top of the key and mounted to Reitinger. Thrown away. Thrown it to a player that wasn't looking, and that's how the third quarter is going to end. Oh, a shot at the buzzer. No good by the Bloodhounds. Didn't think they'd get one off, but they did. That's going to be the end of a very entertaining and physical third quarter with the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading 39-38. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on 1330 WRAM. Right here at Monmouth Roseville High School, I'm Sean Temple with Jeff Neal on the broadcast for tonight here, broadcasting from the McRoy's Furniture broadcast booth.
What kind of fourth quarter are we going to get tonight?
Well, this is going to be a barn burner score-wise. I just hope, well, maybe we'll get a few breaks here, something we haven't got for a couple weeks, it feels like.
we need to get a W.
Wyman off the left wing will dribble it off of Fort Madison's defender's foot as she tries to make a move down the baseline. Checking in will be Destiny Smith. And this is what happened Thursday night. He got Destiny a good break, like a 40-second break at the end of the third quarter, and then didn't bring her back till like 2 or 3 minutes into the fourth. And by that time, Anawan made a nice little run there to start that fourth. And this time he got Destiny back on the floor pretty quick. Shelton, left wing to Hunter. Gets a screen from McVay. Free throw line.
Oh.
Tries to dump it down into Zoe Burris, who's also in the lineup for the Titans. And it's going to go.
No.
Oh, we got the official at half court gave that to the Bloodhounds. The official on the baseline was going to give it to Monmouth Roseville.
Yeah.
He was ready to signal Monmouth Roseville, and he glanced out.
I don't know.
Seen the official at the half court. Boy, Coach Cole all over the official on the baseline right now. I don't know why he didn't stick to his guns. He was on top of the play. Titans going to steal. And a double dribble at half court. Just a hustle turnover by Hannah McVay. Yeah, I didn't understand that. The official on the baseline, it was out on the baseline. He was ready to signal Titan basketball, but the official at midcourt overruled him.
Yeah,
from midcourt.
You can't explain it.
Right wing, three ball on the way. Good by Juliet Estrada. Her fifth point. Hadn't scored since the first quarter. Hits a big three. Now the Titans, Hunter drives baseline, pulls up, no good. Rebounded by Reitinger for the Bloodhounds. 41-39, Fort Madison leading Monmouth Roseville. On the baseline is Mercedes Trimble. Kicks it back out, top of the key. Three ball, no good by Reitinger. Tipped around, gathered up by Hunter. Quickly up the floor to Smith, taking it to the basket. Fouled. On the shot, I hope. Yeah, they held the two fingers up. I was hoping they didn't call that one on the floor. Foul is going to go on Reitinger, her first, and Destiny Smith will go to the free throw line.
What you don't realize is that I had to watch these three guys do the JV game too. And they let a rugby match go on in the first half, and then in the second half they slowed the game way down.
Everything.
Yeah, I wanted to go grab their whistle.
First free throw by Destiny is good. The Titans, that's only the third free throw of the night for Monmouth Roseville. Two out of three now with that one. Titans trail by one, can tie with their second free throw by Smith. She is a 50% shooter on the season, 20 for 40. She's better than that. She's better than a 50% free throw shooter. It's got to get better down the stretch here for the Titans as a team, as they're shooting 55.
Oh, like I say, they don't get much practice.
And the second free throw. That's only their fourth free throw of the night. They only shot five on Thursday night. That's nine free throws and only in over seven quarters of basketball. There's teams that shoot nine free throws in a quarter.
Not from Monmouth Roseville.
Top of the key, Caitlin Marshall. Left wing, Estrada. Corner to Mercedes.
Triple. There we go.
The return pass to the top of the key, picked off by Smith. Takes it in. Oh. Can't finish, but we'll go to the free throw line. Fouled by Marshall. Destiny just stepped up and made two. A few seconds ago. Hopefully she can make a couple more here. Abby Brown ready to check in following this first free throw.
We take the lead here.
Smith's first free throw rattles in and out. Still tied at 41. Still take the lead with the second one. Brown will check in for McVay. Or excuse me, Zoe Burris. Second free throw by Smith. On its way, and good. Titans lead 42-41. That is a 12th point for Destiny tonight. 42-41. Titans with a one-point lead with 6:10 to go. Spin dribble by Marshall, top of the key. Defended well. Titans back in a 2-3 zone. In the
I'm
corner.
Surprised he's not keeping that full court pressure on. We got a lot of turnovers off of that first half.
Right wing is Reitinger. Trying to dump it down to boy McVay and Trimble. Mariah Trimble are going at it on the block. It's not Abby, it's Hannah.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting out. We're giving up inches on the block. Three ball, no good. Mariah Trimble with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Hannah McVay. She's got her hands out. She has no idea why she got called for a foul. She was just boxing out. And
Well, and they're going to hear an earful from Anna's dad
over there on the front row, and they are hearing it. I can't quite figure that one out either. But
I thought she had position. So
Bloodhound basketball. Top of the key is Juliet Estrada. Coming to get the ball is Caitlin Marshall. Now Bloodhounds will get into another set. Left wing, Reitinger. Back to Marshall. Right wing is Estrada. Trying to post up for the on the post, no good. Jumper from the corner by that's Mark Mercedes Trimble. Here come the Titans on the run. Shelton baseline jumper on the way, no good. Short, tipped around, and the Bloodhounds get the basketball. And Kaylee Shelton dives on the floor.
Yes,
and it's gonna be Titan ball.
Things happen when she's playing defense the way she plays defense. I like when she comes in.
She dove for the basketball. It was semi-loose over there in front of the Titan student section. If you've ever been at the shoebox here, you know the area of the floor we're talking about. And Kaylee just dove for the basketball, and it ended up going off the Bloodhounds. In the corner, Smith fakes a three, drives baseline, pulls up, shot no good, a lot of contact, no call. Here come the Bloodhounds following the rebound as Smith guarding Caitlin Marshall in the backcourt. Titans still lead by one, 42-41 with 4:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Great finish in the making here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Left wing, Reitinger, guarded by Shelton. Titans in that 2-3 zone, really packing it in now on the Mariah Trimble and also Mercedes Trimble, the Trimble twins.
Well, and the Bloodhounds aren't, they like this pace of game. They've slowed the game way down.
Oh, McVay, as that is Mariah Trimble. I'm getting these Trimble sisters mixed up here. Mariah got hooked up with Hannah. They tried to lob it into her, and Hannah just reached out and grabbed Mariah and said, no, I'm not going to let you get that lead pass.
Well, if they're going to start, they're going to have to watch it a little closer if they're going to start calling these fouls down in the paint, because Hannah was getting pushed around pretty good.
1-1. First shot is no good by Mariah Trimble. And with the rebound is Kaylee Shelton, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. See who they get that on. It's going to be Mariah Trimble for second. And she's going to check out, get a breather here, as does Reitinger. On the floor for Monmouth Roseville, Shelton, Smith, Brown, McVeigh, and Hunter. Left wing Hunter gets a cutting Destiny Smith along the baseline. She'll kick back out to Shelton. Back to Smith on the left wing. Spins down the baseline. Pulls up. Jumper. No good. And we'll draw a foul. That's going to go on Caitlin Marshall. Boy, what a spin. That was a quick spin triple by Destiny Smith to get an open look on the baseline.
Well, she keeps making them from the free throw line. I'm all for it.
First free throw on the way, gets the roll. Now 4 or 5 in this quarter alone. She has 13 points.
Well, she's come out a little more aggressive, taking it to the hoop.
Second free throw on the way is good. Titans by 3, 44-41. 4 minutes to go exactly here in the fourth quarter from the shoebox at Monmouth Roseville High School here on AM 1330 WRAM. Double dribble. That's Paige Leffler, kind of got tied up. She picked up her dribble, and then the Titans go to double her. I think she kind of just lost track of where she was and tried to dribble again.
Well, this is these last 3 minutes are going to be crucial for Monmouth. This is when they usually get in a little bit of a lull. So let's see if they can score a bucket here.
Shelton to McVeigh on the baseline. Drives, puts a shot up, and will draw the foul and get to the free throw line. Good drive by Hannah. She's going to be rewarded here with 2 free throws. Foul is going to go on Brittany Harris, her first. She'll get 2 free throws. First free throw by Hannah is good. Hannah McVeigh, a really good free throw shooter, 86%. Problem is, she's only taken 7 all year. She was 6 of 7 coming in, so now she's 7 of 8. You need to get Hannah to the free throw line.
Oh, she's in a battle down there in the paint.
Just like she likes it.
It's like playing basketball out in the backyard with her brother Matt, I'm sure.
Second free throw good as well. She is now 8 of 9 on the season. The Titans by 5. 46-41. All their points have came from the free throw line here in this fourth quarter.
Let's see who's got the legs here. I'm glad they went back to the full court press.
Paige Leffler with it on the left wing. They swing it all the way around to the left wing to Steffensmeyer. Back to Marshall. Back to Steffensmeyer. Driving in, they kick to Marshall. 3 on the way, no good. Loose ball picked up by the Bloodhounds. Paige Leffler, long rebound. And yes, a charging foul is going to be called on Mercedes Trimble. That's her second. Now Coach Knipe wants to know what's going on here.
Well, Abby took a forearm smash. That's what happened.
I like to see them interchangeable because it kind of gives you somebody like a McVeigh or a Brown on the floor, but I really like them in the game together.
Well, they almost have to be because there's just so much bashing going on down there.
Smith gets a screen from McVeigh. A little give and go back to Hannah. Back to Smith. She'll drive. Baseline, one-hand pass across to Woodard in the game now for Monmouth Roseville to McVeigh. Shelton, top of the key, 2:47 to go.
I like that they're taking a little bit of air out of the ball right now.
Brown back to Smith, top of the key. 2:40 to go, Titans by 5, 46-41. Shelton will drive, and we're going to get an illegal screen on Abby Brown. That's going to be her third.
I was just getting ready to say something good about how well they were taking care of the ball.
They were taking care of the ball. They just weren't setting very good screens. And that's something that I've talked about in the last couple of years. You know, some of these illegal screens are not the screener's fault. The guards aren't using the screen, which forces you to move to get the guard's player. And a shot from the right wing by Caitlin Marshall, blocked by Destiny Smith, but they're going to say Smith got a little piece of the hand. 3 free throws coming up. 3 big free throws for Caitlin Marshall. That's going to be Destiny's second personal.
Well, I don't see anybody from Monmouth Roseville with any kind of foul trouble.
First free throw is missed by Marshall. I've got 3 for Abby Brown, 3 for Woodard, and that's it. Everybody else has less than.
Free throw. Nice try. Nice try by Hannah McVeigh.
Marshall makes the second free throw, so Hannah grabs it. She's ready to go. Third free throw on the way is good. 2 out of 3 by Marshall. The lead is 3, 46-43 with 2:20 to go. You're right. This is the time where sometimes the Titans get a little rattled here. See if they can play good basketball and get themselves an open look. Woodard to Destiny Smith in the corner. Sometimes we look for Destiny a little too much in these situations. Oh, McVay tries a long pass from the left wing to the right block to Woodard to get over her head.
It was a good idea, but
It's one of those situations where even if Kaylee catches it there, she's in traffic, so it's not really not much you can do with it once you do catch it there.
There.
Titans get the steal in the front court.
Oh,
to Shelton,
the ball now.
Almost a travel call on Kaylee as she got up in the air and then the defenders came at her. Now Smith on the left wing with 1:47 to go. Titans still need to look to score. Driving baseline floater, no good by Destiny Smith. Picked up by Mariah Trimble, and she's going to get a turnover, saying she turned the ball over. Coach Knipe wants a foul on the play. He's not going to get it.
Well, I think Fort Madison, they don't like our pressure, that's for sure, and they get frustrated.
Coach Knipe's going to take a timeout here. This was the first timeout we've had in quite some time. It's going to be a Tingham's Electric timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds right here on WREM. Back here at Monmouth Roseville High School, John Temple and Jeff Neal broadcasting from the Vicroy's Furniture Broadcast booth from the Shoebox.
Oh, it's going to come down to the wire, isn't it?
1:38 to go. The Titans leading by three, 46-43. The Titans have 19 fouls, so every free throw opportunity for the Bloodhounds will be a two-shot opportunity. The Bloodhounds have 18 fouls, so the Titans will get at least.
Well, hopefully Coach Cole's got these girls doing a play here. Make sure we get at least 2 points on this possession.
Woodard back to Shelton, to Smith again. Oh, good pass from Smith to Woodard. Puts it in on the baseline.
Right off the board.
Woo, that's 10 points for Kaylee Woodard tonight on a great feed from Destiny Smith. Titans by five now. That's a big basket. Driving baseline is going to be Mercedes Trimble, and she's on the baseline. Got a foot on there. Good help defense as Abby Brown and Hannah McVay give each other a high five. That's good post defense. They made Mercedes go all the way on the baseline and got a foot on that sideline. That baseline, excuse me. 1 minute to go exactly.
Make them come out and get you, girls. They're going to try and foul now.
Smith to Woodard. Gets the ball tipped away by Steffensmeyer, but it will be Titan basketball with 52.5 to go. Fort Madison with two timeouts left. Off the inbound. Destiny Smith gets the inbound from Hannah McVay and puts it in and will go to the free throw line.
Boy, this is the kind of game I like. Boy, that last one.
That last 3 minutes on Thursday night was something I'm sure Coach Cole and Titan fans would want to forget, but they've played a really solid 2.5 minutes here. Foul's going to go on. That's Caitlin Marshall, her third. Smith trying to complete the three-point play. And does. Destiny Smith is 6 of 7 here in this fourth quarter. 8-point lead, 51-43. Still can't relax, though. Boy, good entry pass down into Mariah Trimble, and she gets the bucket. And Coach Knipe will take the timeout, another full timeout. So we'll take a 30 as well here on 1330 WRM with the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading the Fort Madison Bloodhounds, 51-45. Back here at Monmouth Roseville High School, the Shoebox. A pretty good crowd here for a very cold Saturday night. Some fans got out of their nice warm houses and got out to see some high school basketball tonight.
Yeah, well, Randy Briggs didn't because he just sent me a text and says he's listening on the radio. So,
well, there are some smarter fans out there, I suppose. At least they're tuning in. If you're going to be home, at least tune in, right? Titan basketball picked up full court by the Bloodhounds. Ooh, almost a turnover there at midcourt, but the Titans got good ball handlers on the floor right now with Shelton. Also, Destiny Smith. You got Kaylee Woodard. Good job of the Titans playing keep away here with 23 seconds to go. Titans by six. Smith to Shelton with 18. Boy, they just might not find. Now they're finally going to get one. Boy, they let a lot of time tick off here, about 30 seconds.
Well, and they didn't. I noticed that when Destiny had the ball, they didn't really want to foul her. She's only missed one free throw.
That's going to put Shelton at the free throw line. She's 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Foul is going to go on Caitlin Marshall. That's her fourth. First free throw is missed by Kaylee. That's something she's got to get a little bit better at between now and this time next year. As just a junior, 50% shooter coming in. She makes this one, she'll be 50% on the night, and she doesn't. This is a both. Bloodhound basketball with 14 seconds to go. Boy, they're probably really regretting they let 30 seconds tick off. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebounded by Hannah McVay.
Nice box out by
with 5 seconds, Destiny Smith. There's no reason to hurry, but they are going to anyway, and Woodard will put the shot in. I don't know why we did anything with 5 seconds there.
That's the way they play. It's just, let's get the ball down there. It's like it's on fire.
Well, they make me nervous. For 5 seconds, Destiny could have just curled around. They weren't going to foul, but she forced a pass down into Kaylee, and thank goodness she finished. But that's going to bring your final score to a very nervous 53-45 win for the Monmouth Roseville Titans, and they get off a little bit of a schneid here and go to 15-7.
A good win. It was a good win.
It's a great win against a scrappy Fort Madison Bloodhound Ball Club. If they would have came out early in that first half like they did here in the second half, this might have been a little bit different game, score-wise, anyway.
Well, I was able to watch them do their warm-ups when they came out after halftime, and they're a little bit flat-footed. They're a little bit, we really ran them that first half, and I think that makes a difference.
On a cold night, you're getting on a bus, you're driving, you're probably more than likely going to come out a little flat. And that's something I'm sure Coach Cole probably told his ball club, hey, these girls, it's a cold night. They've been here. I talked to Andrew Mitchell, the activities director. They were here at 4 o'clock. The doors weren't even open yet. They had to wait for somebody to come open up. So they've been here a while, just sitting around on this cold night.
Well, maybe we ought to do that to all the visitors.
Just lock them out for a while. Even if we're here, just lock the door for a while.
Hey, where you guys been? The game starts in 5 minutes.
Whatever it takes. That's you and I. Whatever it takes.
You only let them in as soon as they start the national anthem.
Your final score, the Monmouth Roseville Titans defeat the Fort Madison Bloodhounds of Iowa. 53-45. Again, the Titans at 15-7. The Bloodhounds will drop to 4-9. We'll be back with the Sarars Barnstormer Petey's Pub & Grill postgame show in 3 minutes right here on 1330 WRAM. Back here at Monmouth Roseville High School, it's time for your Sarars Barnstormers Petey's Pub & Grill postgame show. The finest steakhouse in the area. Enjoy delicious cuts of beef, fresh salad, and soothing soup choices. Make every event special at Barnstormers. Also relax after the game tonight at Petey's with their great selection of appetizers or enjoy a complete meal with sandwiches, salad, and soup. It's always game day at Petey's Pub & Grill in Monmouth. Joining us here on the postgame show, head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, Mr. Jim Cole. That's we talked a little bit off the air before we came on. That's much better.
Yes, definitely so. I mean, that's the way we need to finish games. We're almost 70% from the free throw line down the stretch, in the whole entire game. But, knocked a couple down. Destiny, I think, hit 4 of them there. We only ended up with 11 turnovers, about 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half. So that was a big improvement from the other night also. But just controlling the game. I thought we controlled the game. They got it to 2. They got it, actually went up by a point or so, but then we didn't go crazy or anything. We stuck right with it, and then we're able to come back and just seal the deal.
Yeah, they took care of the basketball really well against a really long Bloodhound club. I mean, we're talking 5'10", 5'10", 5'11", 6'1", 5'10", and just all kinds of length. And we took pretty good care of the basketball.
Yeah, I thought we did a nice job of it. I mean, 11 turnovers, if we go 11 turnovers a night, I'd be happy. I mean, the way we push the ball up and down the floor, and if we could stay under 14 every single night, we'd win a lot of games. We still got to rebound better, but again, we have no size, and sometimes when you do box out, they jump over top of you. But a couple times we gave up a couple rebounds because of our rotation. We're a full front team. We help on the baseline side. And then our backside comes over, and our top has got, our guards got to drop down. And we gave up a couple of easy baskets to them on offensive putbacks because we didn't drop on the backside. So, we got to rotate better. But we haven't played a ton of man, so we just got to keep working at it and going from there.
Yeah, I thought you switched defenses very nicely tonight at almost perfect times.
I think the personnel kind of dictates that a little bit sometimes. I thought there was a time where we could go man against them, and then we got a group that we struggle with man a little bit, so we go back to a zone, and then we picked up some pressure at the end to kind of take some time off the clock as they're bringing the ball up, and that helped us out also.
talk about the last 2.5 minutes. Complete 180 from last Thursday night. Took care of the basketball, ran clock. It was very patient with it. I mean, it wasn't like a hot potato. Sometimes I see our girls get to where the ball feels like it's going to be burning their hands if they have it too long. Much better job of taking care of it in the last 3 minutes.
It was tonight, too. I mean, and that's sometimes with this group, sometimes it's even they overpass too much. I mean, sometimes they give up shots to try to make a pass. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's times where it's like, just shoot, you know. So, I mean, I thought tonight we did take care of the ball. We got into our half-court game a little bit. We were able to run clock in our half-court game and still find a couple open people underneath when their defense broke down. And that's, you know, we got to get better at that. And I thought tonight was a step forward there.
Third quarter, in the 22 games we played so far this season, I'd say 17 or 18 of them, we played really good third quarters. What are you doing down in that locker room?
we just try to make some corrections. You know, we try to talk to them about what they're doing, you know, what we can do better. You know, we look at the stats. We look at what we're, you know, if we're turning the ball over too much, we discuss that. Or if we, you know, we try to let them know where they stand. You know, sometimes you get involved in a game and you're up and down the floor and you don't know that you turned it over 10 times. You know, you don't know that. You know, we went downstairs this time and we had given up 12 offensive rebounds in the first half, which led to 7 points for them. So it's, you know, they're like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah. Now you see why I'm yelling at you about it. But you know, we just try to talk to them. We try to prepare for the second half. We talk a lot about you know. Come out in the first 3 minutes and try to establish the tempo of the game the way we want it. And, you know, the girls do a nice job of it. We just, you know, tonight was the night we sustained, and I thought we played pretty well for 32 minutes, and that's all you can ask from them.
Yeah,
well,
Jeff and I decided if you were kicking them in the shin, kick them in the shin in the pregame, too.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes we come out right off the bat, and we'll score 10, 12 points at the beginning of a game, and then it's like we just, okay, we did that, now we're going to relax. So we're trying not to get up and down the peak so much as we're trying to play at a steady level, a high level, obviously, but at a steady level, you know, not have all those, you know, a 5, 10, 15-point run and then a 0, 2 or 3 minutes. We're trying to stay. I'd rather have the 12 points and have another 12 and then another 12. You know, it's try to get rid of the valleys, and that's, you know, that's what we're trying to take care of here.
Abby Brown and Hannah McVay, they give up inches night in and night out, but man, did they scrap, and they showed it tonight. They were just pushing back with those Trimble girls.
They were, too. I mean, it's, you know, Hannah – It's in our rotation. Hannah's been kind of coming in for Abby, and we kind of mixed up our rotation a little bit, you know, recently just to try to get those two on the floor together a little bit more. And, you know, I don't know that there's a tougher post player than Abby Brown. I mean, you know, we probably list her at 5'8". She might be 5'5". I don't know what she is for sure, but, you know.
Well, they had Caitlin Marshall. They had 5 for them listed at 5'4". She's about 5'8", 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah. So it's, you know, she, and they've got a battle. And you know, night in and night out, they do the job. And, you know, Zoe came in there in the third quarter and gave us some good minutes also. And, you know, their post players were, you know, they're working hard in there. And our girls were able to get around and you know, create some problems. And it's just, it's a team game. You got to be able to, everybody's got to do their job. When everybody does their job, it's a pretty easy game. But when you got somebody slacking here, somebody slacking there, that's when you run into some problems. But, you know, those are a couple girls that you can depend on are going to be there every night for you.
Are we finally getting a healthy Kaylee Woodard? She had a fantastic game tonight.
She did. She, you know, I've talked to you before about, you know, running out. And, I mean, once she sees the board secured, it doesn't take her any time to get down the floor. And, you know, and obviously we got a 2-point guards that can get her the ball down there. And, you know, I think it just gives us another scoring threat. You know, it might not be – she could be a 14, 16-point person a game, but we don't need that from her right now. You know, she gets her 8 to 10, we're pretty good, you know. And you know, then you got Takara throwing any 8 or 10 there. And, you know, we just more balanced, the better. You know, obviously, we got a couple girls who are going to get theirs, but you know, we just got to stay balanced on the backside.
Off till Thursday night now. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm glad we got this break. You're just coming off a break. But, boy, after a game like tonight, well, you'd like to get right back on the floor tomorrow.
For sure. I mean, it's, you know, our schedule is just so, it's just been so weird this year. I mean, we played a ton of games at a time, and then, you know, we played two this week, but they were Thursday, Saturday. Now we'll play two next week, but it'll be Thursday, Saturday. You know, I agree with you, Sean. I think, you know, I'd rather come back and play Monday or Tuesday and you know, get back into something normal, you know, a Monday, Thursday, Saturday, a Monday, Thursday, Saturday. I would do that all year long.
A couple of West Central Conference games coming up. You got West Hancock on Thursday, I believe, and then Macomb on Saturday. Camp Point Central.
Camp
Point Central to Macomb.
Yep. Two again, you know, Macomb's a team that likes to get up and down the floor. Camp Point got us down at their place in a very tightly contested game. You know, we want to try to control our own destiny in the conference, and for us to do that, we got to come out on Thursday night, take care of business with Camp Point Central. We played fairly well down there. It was a back-and-forth game, and that was, you know, kind of a time where we quit getting to the line again down there, and you know, that was a game we didn't shoot one single free throw and lost by 4 points. So hopefully Coach Long can maybe experience something like that coming up here. So
it'd be nice.
He called me the next day. I'm like, Coach, we didn't shoot one free throw at your place. He goes, oh, I'd seen that today. I'm like, boy, you knew that. You knew what was going on. So
yeah, well, let's get it turned around. Maybe we can finally get some calls in this gym.
Yeah, it'd be
nice. We started to get some there in the fourth quarter, but we hadn't gotten any up to that point.
Yeah, it's you know, and like I said, our girls were battling their post players, and, you know, they do a nice job of posting, but they're pretty handsy down there. And it's, as long as you get away with it, it's okay, I guess. So.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you this week.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean.
You bet. Head Coach Jim Cole of the Monmouth Roseville Titans here on the postgame show. We'll be back after a short break and hand out our awards, our player of the game and our also defensive player of the game, all coming up, 1330 WRAM. Welcome back to Monmouth Roseville High School on the Serrano's Barnstormer Petey's Pub and Grill postgame show. It's time to hand out some awards. Before we do that, we'll run down the scoring for the Fort Madison Bloodhounds as the Titans get away, if you're just joining us, with a 53-45 win to go to 15-7 on the season. For the Bloodhounds, they were led in scoring by Caitlin Marshall with 11. 10 points for Mercedes Trimble. Her twin sister Mariah had 8. 5 points for Juliet Estrada and Brittany Harris. 3 points for Sarah Steffensmeyer. 2 points for Paige Leffler and 1 point for Emily Mitchell. For the Monmouth Roseville Titans, they were led by Destiny Smith, 17 points, 8 of those coming in that fourth quarter, where she was 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 12 points for Kaylee Woodard. Nice job for Kaylee. Got some good kudos from Coach Cole during the postgame show. 5 points for Kaylee Shelton. 5 points for Takara Hunter. 4 points for Hannah McVay. 3 for Kelsey Wyman and 2 for Abby Brown. Also 3 points for Alexia Golden. Again, that equals a 53-45 Monmouth Roseville Titan victory. Let's give out some awards, Jeff. Your IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union Player of the Game. IH MVCU is owned by its members and dedicated to your financial well-being. Stop by one of their convenient locations or free ATMs today. Who's our player of the game?
Well, it kind of came down to 2 people, but I like to say that this was a total team effort today, and everybody that came in played a role. Alexia Golden came in and hit a 3. That was important at the time. Zoe Burris came in and got a couple of rebounds, and you know, I think I like the way this team plays when they play like this, but I really like to see that Kaylee Woodard's healthy, and she put in some buckets when we needed them.
Yeah, she had 10 points in the second half, 6 in the third quarter, and 4 in the fourth quarter when the Titans finally got that build a little bit of a lead up.
Yep, and you know, she was she looked good out there. She got the knee brace off. She looked ready to play. And of course, you know, she didn't play. Like I say, everybody that came in played a role, and they did their jobs. And you got to give kudos to Abby Brown and to
Hannah McVay. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they were bashing down there in the paint, and that was part of the victory right there.
I totally agree. Up and down, you can go up and down. You can find something on the entire roster on something they did good tonight.
Yes, I agree. And that's good to see. You're going to have that. Now, Kaylee Shelton, I gave her the, you know, because when she came in, things happened. And that diving over by the fan section over there to get the ball, that was amazing.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was an amazing play, and then for us to even get the possession of the basketball was even more amazing that she knocked it off one of the
Bloodhounds. And that was when I think Fort Madison at that time had a 1-point lead, and we really needed the ball. And there was another time down at the under end of the court where she got a rebound. I don't know how. she came out of the woods with the ball, and she, I think she took it coast to coast.
She had a couple buckets early in the game where she drove right down the middle of the lane and just hit little floaters inside the trees.
Yep. Now, she, I'm going to give it to her.
Good idea. I totally agree on both counts. Kaylee Shelton is your Clark and Glasgow Law Office Defensive Player of the Game. Call us a team, call us a tribe, call us a family, but whatever you call us, we are who you need when your freedom is on the line. 734-8464. Well, Jeff, that's going to do it. We had had a great time here. We always have a good time on the air, and especially when the Titans play well.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have to worry about the seven-second button, did we?
Exactly. Sometimes I thought we were going to have to, but it's not really going to finish a busy day of basketball on the Prairie Radio Sports Network, as the Galesburg Silver Street Boys are playing right now over on our sister station, 1590 WAIK. You can get that online at 1590WAIK.com. The Galesburg Boys are playing Maine South right now. So far, undefeated day for our Prairie Radio Sports Network teams. The Galesburg girls won a couple games today by big margins. The Galesburg boys almost doubled up Dunlap. Monmouth Roseville Titans got a win. But the Galesburg boys get a win tonight. We're 5-0 on the Prairie Radio Sports Network.
Can't beat that.
We got more basketball on Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Basketball all day over on 1590 WAIK from the Martin Luther King Tournament in Galesburg. The Galesburg boys will play at noon. The Galesburg girls will play at 2, and then the Galesburg boys on the air again at 7 o'clock. That's all day Monday on Martin Luther King Day on 1590 WAIK. The pregame shows will hit the air 20 minutes ahead of time. The Monmouth Roseville girls will be back on the air on Thursday as they have their third game of a four-game homestand against the Camp Point Central Panthers. That's a 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 pregame show. It'll be on WMOI and WRAM simulcasted on Thursday. Busy week of basketball, as always.
Hey, it's that time of year.
It exactly is.
You might as well be watching basketball.
I'd be watching basketball anyway at home. I might as well be in a warm gym somewhere. All right, that's going to do it for Monmouth Roseville High School. For Julie Richardson back at Mission Control, keeping us on the air. 53-45, Monmouth Roseville moves to 15-7 on the season with a win over the Fort Madison Bloodhounds. Until Thursday, folks, have a great week.